You are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. We just heard from Zdeske Jung and Gayan Orachi with an untitled piece from an album called Malayur 1. And that is described here on the Bandcamp page as a minimalist prayer to the void. Take that as you will. And started that set with Charles Curtis' unfinished song, which was recorded in Hamburg in 1998 from a 3-CD set, which collects live and studio stuff from Mr. Curtis and which came out on the Saltern label. All right, back to music. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, wrapping up that set with a musician from New Zealand called Mata, a.k.a. Anita Clark. That is from a 2017 recording called Strange Dreams, and we heard a track called Bathhouse. Before that, Ruby Colley with something called Sacred Ground from her album Overheard. She is out of London, and that appears to be her debut recording. And another debut recording before that by Rocio Zavala. And what we heard was something called Root Drone from Invisible Miracles. And she is originally from Mexico, now living in Chicago. And that recording, again called Invisible Miracles, appears on a label called Monastral. And they are out of Chicago as well. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 Montreal. This is Terminal 5. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. One more set to go, and then we'll wrap things up. Hope you're enjoying the show. Please stay tuned. You are tuned to Terminal 5, coming to an end of another show here. Ending up there with something from the brand new Sus album, which is entitled Heat Haze, just came out in June, and that track called Pine, the last track in that set. They were a quartet, and unfortunately, one of the members, Gary Lieb, died suddenly in March of this year. But a great band. And before that, we heard Leia Bertucci and Ark of the Horizon from a 2021 recording, A Visible Length of Light. She's been on the scene and recording for about a decade. Her first recording actually was made on a great radio show called My Castle of Quiet, which was hosted by William Berger on the New Jersey-based WFMU. Morton Feldman before that, a piece entitled On Time and the Instrumental Factor, performed by the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and recorded in Berlin. And if I'm reading the liner notes correctly, this composition dates to 1969, and this is the first recording of Same. This is where you really need the liner notes and the information that's both on Discogs and on the Bandcamp page is not quite complete, and I'm sure it's explained better in whatever little booklet accompanies the LP or CD, or hopefully that's the case. And that was the set. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. It has been my pleasure to host here again this morning. My name is Jeffrey Davison. I do a show here every other week, and so I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll take you out with a piece by Sullivan Johns, and stay tuned after that. Thank you.
Good day. You're listening to Free City Radio. This is the 116th edition of the show. We have a new episode every week. Thank you so much for listening. Today on the program, I'm going to be featuring a conversation that I had with Emma Beretta, who is a youth activist from Fridays for Future in New York City. Of course, climate justice protests led by high school students, university students, even primary school students around the world were a center of global attention pre-pandemic. These organizational networks protesting to draw attention to the climate crisis have sustained during the pandemic, but obviously, given the restrictions of lockdowns, the amount of on-the-street mobilization was curtailed. The networks continued, the organizing continued, and I thought it would be really interesting to have a conversation with a youth activist in New York City, which was one of the centers of the major climate justice protests as part of the Fridays for Future movement, which of course builds off generations of mobilization for environmental justice, for climate justice, movements that have often been led by indigenous people around the world. Fridays for Future in New York City organized major protests with hundreds of thousands of people in the year before the pandemic.